Welcome to our second panel for today. As you are all aware, obvious this type double patenting is a judicial creation to preclude improper time extension of patent rights. So our discussion today will focus on the challenges to obviousness type double patenting, including patents with patent term extension and patent term adjustments. For our discussion, we will have Kakuli Capriyan. Kakuli is an associate solicitor in the solicitor's office at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. She argues appeals before the Federal Circuit arising from decisions of the Patent Trial and Appeal Board on issues such as substantive law and administrative law. Joining her on our panel is Tom Irvin. Tom has more than 45 years of experience in the field of intellectual property law. His practice includes AIA post-grant proceedings, due diligence, counseling, patent prosecution, and reissue and re-examination. Welcome and thank you for your participation. You'll have 45 minutes for your discussion.
Heidi, thank you for that introduction. So Tom and I are going to talk a little bit about ODP today, and I'm going to talk more about from the patent office perspective. He's going to more talk about from a private litigated perspective. But I first wanted to give you some background and how the office handles these types of rejections. So first, just a little bit of background. What is obviousness type double patenting? So as Heidi mentioned, obviousness type double patenting is a judicially created doctrine, but it is grounded in Section 101. And it's based on public policy. So there are two public policies that ground this finding. And one is prohibiting an individual from obtaining more than one patent on essentially the same invention, thereby preventing a patentee from extending her exclusive rights beyond the expected patent term. And the second policy underlying ODP is the prevention of multiple suits against an accused infringer by different assignees of patents claiming patentably indistinct variations of the same invention. So basically, it's designed to prohibit an individual from obtaining more than one patent. And really, in exchange for a patent, an inventor must fully disclose her invention and promise to permit free use of it at the end of the patent term. And at the end of this term, the public is free to use not only that same invention, but patentably indistinct inventions as well. So why is double patenting important? And again, this goes back to the pu public policies that underlie ODP. So as this slide shows, if a, say, a company has a patent on a method of using a particular type of drug, and say that drug is for the treatment of cancer. And there are certain claims in that patent that claim a method of using drug one for treating cancer at some prescribed dosage. Now, let's say that same company, and that's an inventor at that same company, acquires a second patent, patent Q. And now patent Q claims a more narrow dose for the same patent for that same drug as patent P. Now, because there are two patents that are owned by the company, once patent P expires, you would think that the public would be free to use the invention that was claimed in patent P. But because that company also has patent Q, the public is not free to practice the invention until the expiration of patent Q. So that's one of the reasons that ODP is so important. It ensures that patentably indistinct inventions do not receive an unjustified extension of patent exclusivity beyond the term of a patent. Now, the second policy that we talked about was when companies assign or sell patents to other entities. So let's say that company A owns both those patent P and patent Q, and company A then sells it to another pharmaceutical company. Now, let's say a third party wants to launch a product that infringes on those patents. Now, because these two companies own patentably indistinct inventions, this third party is going to be harassed by multiple suits from two entities owning patentably indistinct inventions. So that's the second policy that underlies ODP. Now, when the patent office deals with examining application claims, They look to the MPEP as their examination guidance for examining claims. And MPEP Section 804 deals with obviousness type double patenting.